Hello, folks. This is Vlad Mazik. I'm back from my little South Florida break, and I'm back for Vladcast number 2. I got a ton of email from you folks. I'm very happy to enjoy the first Vladcast, and I want to thank you for downloading the second one. So let's just jump right into it. What's going on in our small IT world? Well, the big thing in the small IT world this week is the Microsoft Security Advisory 935964. Pretty nasty little RPC bug in the Windows DNS server that is allowing people to remotely execute code in your box, and people are already writing exploits and viruses for this thing, so it's hitting us hard. But no patch, no hotfix, nothing really that you can download and get this over with. So I know you're sitting there and you're like, I don't want to deal with another patch, everything is working, everything is fine, I'm looking at this box and it looks perfectly good. Well, you're not going to be able to tell if anything's wrong with it. So take a minute, pull up a keyboard, RDP into your SBS or Windows 2003 server, and let's plug this thing up. Less than a minute, I promise. So first, click on Start, up to Run, type in regedit. That's R-E-G-E-D-I-T, for Registry Editor. Hit Enter, it will launch a little window. On the left-hand side, expand the HK Local Machine folder, expand System, expand Current Control Set, expand Services, expand DNS, and finally expand the Parameters folder. Once you find it, it's very easy. Just right-click, select New, select the DWORD value, and it's going to prompt you to type in a name. So delete new value number 1 and type in RPC protocol. That's capital RPC, capital PROTOCOL. Hit enter or double click on the value. It will pop up a screen. Type in number 4 for data. Hit enter and you're done. Now just restart the DNS service. Start run CMD. Hit enter. Net space stop space DNS. Give it a second to die. Net space start space DNS. The DNS service has been restarted. You're up and running and you're done. That's how easy it is. So, outside of the Microsoft world, let's look at some of the more bright news. The coolest thing that happened this week is the release of Ubuntu Edgy Eft. Ubuntu, for those of you that are not familiar with Linux and the whole free and open source movement, is a Linux distribution designed to be friendly with the users. So a desktop Linux distro. A fairly rich guy decided to pump a lot of money and create a desktop distribution that's very easy to use and play with. So, as a geek, it's your moral obligation to break your computer or your virtual PC or anything like that. So, go to www.ubuntu.com, that's U-B-U-N-T-U.com, and download the Feisty Fawn. Pretty quick download, just a single CD. Install it and take a look at what all of the fuss is about. Now, back in the Microsoft world, there's a lot of excitement. First of all, if you got a big Outlook box, there's an Outlook 2007 performance patch that you can download. Mine kicked my butt this week. I installed it, and the next day my Outlook went down. It wasn't really related to the patch at all, but it does a lot of good stuff to make it work, to make Outlook a lot faster and more responsive as you're moving through folders and calendars. So that update is actually KB Article 933493. Check it out, install it, and good luck with that. If you're working with Microsoft as a partner, the Microsoft Worldwide Partner Conference registration has opened up. So go up there and register. This year it's in Denver, and if you do any kind of Microsoft business and work with Microsoft, this is a place you gotta be. It's not a cheap ticket, it's not a cheap event, but if you can't make money off of it, you might as well close shop and go work for, pick your favorite local electronics store, computer repair guy type of place. Worldwide Partner Conference is a premier event where Microsoft shares with partners the strategy, the business ideas, so on and so forth. Great partnering event, great networking event, and great way to connect with Microsoft folks that you may not get to meet every other day. So that's really all that's going on in the IT world. And I know as small as we are, we seem to be very big and international and all of that good stuff. But you know what? All this world kind of pairs in comparison to the value of human life, something we seem to value less and less. As some of you may have noticed or heard, heard in the news, there's been a fairly big tragedy at the Virginia Tech. A lot of people lost their lives, and, you know, it's kind of sad to see that there are people out there that are so messed up that they don't even understand that they need help. So, you know, some people are just out there and they don't even know how bad they got it. So in order to honor those that got killed this week and to really support the Virginia Tech and that entire community, Vladville will shed its traditional blue and orange mask and will support the orange and maroon effect. We'll be putting that on. I hope you can join and support that movement. And, you know, I hope you can take a moment out of your day to go and hug that weirdo friend you got. Reach out to the people in your life. Reach out to your family. Reach out and patch and rebuild some of those bridges. Buy a beer and, you know, help heal some of those wounds before they go tragically out of control. So thank you so much for downloading the second Vladcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you learned something. And hope to hear from you and see you next week. Have a wonderful day.
You love the sound of my voice.
Oh, yes.